Oh, hello. Can we please talk about UFC 273? Obviously, headlined by Volkanovski and the Korean Zombie. I am going to be going through the card, making my picks, and, you know, might even put some money down. Who knows? So, I'll go through the card. I'll look at some fights that I think are going to be standout fights and see if there's any value in any of the odds. So, let's get started with the UFC, with the Burt Locker fights in 15 for UFC 273. So I'm going to start off in the heavyweight division. This one's going to be a good fight, to be fair. Jairzinho Rozenstruik versus Marcin Tybura. That's a good fight. That's a really good fight. Now, this one will depend on whether Tybura can get it grounded. I'm not saying that Tybura can't stand with Rozenstruik. I just don't think that is his best path to victory. I think that you stand with Rozenstruik for long enough, you're probably gonna be on the receiving end of something nasty. Now, Rozenstruik, obviously, we've seen the game, but like Blaydes came in, wrestled him, and it seems like, you know, Rozenstruik, he probably does have takedown defense. I'm not saying that Tybura's offensive wrestling is on par with Curtis Blaydes, but we did see what Tybura was able to do to Greg Hardy, who was another guy who's strike heavy. But I would say that Rozenstruik's takedown defense and overall MMA game is probably on a higher level than Greg Hardy. So he's probably going to be more difficult to take down, but I think that Tybura can still possibly do it. I still think he's probably quite... like, because I think that he can mix up the striking for long enough to mix in a takedown, get it to the floor. And then once it's on the ground, I do think that Tybura will have a quite easy time. Now, you get an even money on the Tybura win. When the method comes out, I'm going to be going knockout TKO. Because I do think the way this one goes, really, it'll be Tybura standing long enough to initiate a clinch or a grapple. You get him against the cage, drag him down to the floor. And once he's on the floor, it's when he's on the floor that he progresses through the transition through positions very, very quickly. He's very good at getting past guards and, you know, and going towards mount and all that. So I just think that Tybura will get some ground and pound going. He's going to put him away. I quite like the knockout TKO for Tybura and that. So check out what the odds are on that closer to the time. And on this card, got somebody who I'm a big fan of. Old Dricus du Plessis. Still knocks. He's 16-2 versus Anthony Fluffy Hernandez, 8-2. Now, this is a pretty decent fight, to be fair. Now, Dricus, he has got a lot of hype behind him, and he is very good. He's 2 UFC fights, 2 wins, 2 TKOs. He's been performing very well. Now, Dricus has not really fought anyone of note. That's the only problem that I see here. He's still not fought anybody that's like, whoa, yeah, this will be a tough test. I don't know if Anthony Hernandez is that guy, but Hernandez is also no cakewalk. I would say that he's probably the best person that Dricus has fought to this point. It's arguable, I guess. But Hernandez has been quite impressive himself, you know. Yeah, he knows how to get a choke on. He got a guillotine over Rodolfo Vieira, which is impressive. And 6 of his 8 wins have come by way of submission. So, I think, actually, look, I think Dricus is going to be coming in as the favourite here. And this is at the point, look, Dricus, he might be as good as people rate him to be. He might well be. But what if he isn't? What if he gets exposed? You know, and this is the time that it would happen, if it's going to happen. So I would check what the odds are on the submission for Hernandez. Because if Hernandez is going to win this one, I do think it's a submission. I think he catches a neck, catches an arm, and he gets a submission. Have a quick check on those odds close to the time. Because I think you'll get some pretty good odds on them. And that is what I'll be betting on. I will definitely be betting on the submission of Hernandez. And a little side note, I do think that Chimaev is going to beat Gilbert Burns. I do think that. The odds are awful. Unless you're betting rounds. I think, I don't know, maybe round 2 submission? Round 1 submission, maybe? Oh, Chimaev has just looked so impressive. It's hard not to buy into the hype at this point, isn't it? Have you seen the training videos with him and Till? Check them out, man. He's a beast. He's just an absolute beast. It's ridiculous. And I was also going to bet on Imovov to beat Gastelum, but he's a heavy favourite too as well. Right, this. Actually, you know what? You can't really count Gastelum out of fights. It might be worth taking the knockout for Gastelum there, because Gastelum's made a career of knocking out people that are not on elite level. Don't he? It really has. He's made a real good go out of it. So, yeah, might be worth a go. And you got Aljamain Sterling versus Peter Yan, the rematch for the title. Now, conventional wisdom says that Yan should win this fight. He should. He was winning before the DQ, before the knee. And before the Yan title fight, though, I mean, Sterling was on a hell of a streak. And one thing we need to consider is that, like, Sterling said that he wasn't 100% fit before the Peter Yan fight. Now, we kind of have to take him at his word on that, but he did get surgery. He clearly, something was wrong to the point, and he's had it fixed. So you're kind of wondering, okay, they fought each other before, which is a benefit to both fighters, because they both kind of get a bit of a kind of sense of what the other one's going to do and where they're going to approach from. But I don't know, if you've got a fully fit Aljamain Sterling, he's pretty good. He's no slouch. He tapped out Sandhagen. He got that backpack on, and he got that submission real quick. And yeah, I think Yan will be supremely confident in this one. Will that be a detriment? Johnny, is he going to be coming in too confident? You never know. He might come in too confident, think this is going to be a cakewalk because I've already beaten this guy in my head. I'm going to just beat him again. Because the thing is, what you've got to remember is that people keep talking about how, like, Aljamain Sterling's an absolute clown or whatever. It's like, look, he is trolling everybody. He's laughing all the way to the bank here. Because the reason he did all that shit, like, 100%, the reason he leaned into it was because it, like, people will pay to see someone get beat more than they'll pay to see someone win, right? They want to see Aljamain get beaten. But Aljamain gets pay-per-view points on this. He's going to be laughing all the way to the bank because people are going to be tuning in. This is a big pay-per-view. You've got Volkanovski on there and you've got this anticipated rematch. He's probably going to do very well. So, look, don't get too swayed by the fact that people are saying, look, you know, Aljamain's an illegitimate champion and all that stuff. Don't get too swayed by that. Aljamain is a very, very high-level elite fighter and he can get this. He could win this fight. And the odds are ridiculous against him. I would have a go. I'm going to have a go on Sterling by submission. Just because I think that, look, Sterling is good enough that he can probably submit most people. And if Yan comes in there too confident, doesn't watch his P's and Q's, you know, he's only human, man. Like, he could probably take an L here. And then you've got the main event, Volkanovski versus the zombie Chang Sung Jung. And, look, I still think that Volkanovski is vastly underrated as a champion. Look at how he got out of those submissions against Ortega. Most fighters wouldn't have gotten out of that guillotine and out of the triangle that he cinched up, like, straight after. Like, literally, it's almost inhuman what he did. I don't think that's been getting enough credit. People like to whine on about how Max beat Volkanovski the second time. He didn't. It was a close fight. I'll give him that. But, and it was close enough that you didn't really know who was getting their hand raised. So to say it's a robbery against either guy is just, it's kind of ridiculous. And people need to stop it. Like, it's been a couple of years now. People need to accept that result and just move on, honestly. Like, Volkanovski is, he might be, what he's getting towards that list of, like, this guy is really, really very good. He's as good as he says that he is. And again, I still don't think he gets massively the respect that he deserves. He's so tough on the feet, but he's just so tough everywhere. Like, how do you put him away? How do you get rid of him? Like, look at those submissions, how tight they were with Ortega. They were so tight, but he just refused to quit. He refused. And it's that mindset that he will refuse to quit. Because the thing is like, Zombie's probably got a similar-ish mindset. That's why they call him the Zombie. He will walk forward, he'll take punishment. But honestly, I don't think that's the best strategy against Volkanovski. I think Volkanovski will just keep dishing out punishment. If you're willing to take punishment, he's just going to continue to dish it out. And I think that's what's going to happen here. I don't think we see too many surprises. I think that Volkanovski over five rounds, he'll get the finish. I think it'll be a TKO knockout. I really do. I don't think that the zombie, whilst he's called the zombie because he is very hard to put away. But I think that if he's just willing to accept punishment, like, don't get me wrong, he can throw it back as well. But Volkanovski just seems to be on another level right now in terms of toughness and being able to kind of take punishment. So, yeah, that's my pick. Volkanovski all the way. I would take the knockout as well. The odds will be absolutely shit, but I'm gonna put it on the accumulator anyway. Don't know what the odds are yet because the odds aren't actually out. But yeah, let me know in the comments who you're betting on. Best of luck. Enjoy the fights. And until I break these fights down after the fact next time, keep those odds long and those bets terrible.